2023, request for increase of subsidies for actual expenses incurred by district councillors, submitted by Mr. Hui Tak Leung, paper number 80. Any objections? No objections. We have with us the district office and the district officer present. So I will give the floor to Mr. Hui Tak Leung to give us to walk us through paper number 80. Thank you. We all face the same problem, and I think you all agree with what I've proposed.
我希望可以即係。
I hope that the district officer can answer the question. If a district councillor has an office in the housing estate, is the rent being subsidized by the housing department or the government? And those who rent accommodation in private housing or in the private market will not given subsidy. Why those who have offices in housing estates are given such low rent? I just asked for reimbursement of the rent. I have seen a reply from the district office or home affairs department. I think it's for the purpose of fairness. I just want to voice my view that the present arrangement is unfair. But anyways, I have to accept the facts. I'll ask the district officer to reply first. Thank you, Mr. Hui, and thank you, members. In fact, when you raised the issue with Mr. Yip Kwok Him, you've already spoken on the honorarium, the for district councillors, the status of district councillors, and other reimbursement arrangement for operating expenses. In May and June, we had several forums, and we've heard your views. In fact, the HAD has given a very detailed reply. As for whether the housing department has given any subsidy to district councillors who have offices in housing estates, there is none. In Yao Chim Mong, to rent an office is very expensive. That's a fact, and the HAD is also aware of that. We've also reflected the view to the HAD. I think I want to address one point which you have asked during the discussion with Mr. Yip. In other districts, if a member of a district council unknowingly rent a place and the deed of mutual covenants does not allow that place to be used as an office, how can the member handle that difficult situation? Now, the district offices of various district councils have already reflected this problem to the HAD. There are certain issues of liabilities, and we are consulting legal advice. And once the HAD has any directives, I will refer them to you. Well, I see Ms. Wong raising her hand. Ms. Wong, please, if I may respond to Mr. Hui. He asked whether the housing department has given any subsidy to the ward office of district councillors. As said by the district officer, there is none. We let out our office according to market rate. Before the completion of a new housing estate, we've already got a ward office, or we have already set up office units, and once the housing estate takes in population, then we'll inform the district councillor and the legislative councillor. I just want to tell Mr. Hui that even if a constituency of a district councillor is in the housing estate, the housing department does not give any subsidy. in terms of rent to the district council. In fact, they have earmarked certain units for district councilors' ward offices. Even if it is a market rate, the market rate is a bit is quite different from the going market rate. This is a space that can be provided by the administration. I think in the review, this point should be taken into account. A show of hands if you want to express your views. Mr. Chong. Mr. Hui raised one point. I think that's valid. Although the administration has not subsidized the district councillor by charging a lower rent in the housing estate, the rent in the housing estate is lower than that of the market. That is subsidy in disguise. To be fair to every district councillor, those who rent offices in the private market should be given a subsidy. As for having a ward office in residential units, when they apply for reimbursements, should the application be rejected by the administration, or until the administration will only do so upon the disputes is resolved? I think the administration should be helpful. The member who applies for the reimbursement is not benefited by that. He needs a place to be his ward office. And if he rents a residential unit and use it as his ward office, then he will have to face his own legal liability. The cessation of reimbursement should not be done because that will put the member in difficulty. If the administration adopts the approach of not releasing the reimbursement simply because the office is in a residential building and is in dispute, it is really not appropriate and fair. Mr. Wong Kin San. Mr. Hui's paper has raised a point. This is really, some members are not given fair treatment. Some constituencies have housing estates and members can get office at a low rent, but we don't have housing estates and we have to rent offices from the private sector. We have to pay high rent. Members already commented on that, and I agree with them. As for the salary of members' assistants, and also the honorarium of district councillors, we need to take into account the expectation of the community and also the workload of the district councillors at present. The honorarium is too low. The government has to consider that. Mr. Hui has already said that this is just reimbursement on operating expenses. Maybe about one or two terms ago, there is a miscellaneous allowance. And that miscellaneous allowance is to facilitate the work of the district council, district office, or maybe the district council secretariat. That arrangement is not appropriate. The $4,000 or so miscellaneous expenses include the daily expenses of ward offices. These may be spent on stationery or repair or maintenance of the office. But reimbursement or miscellaneous expenses is counted as income and is taxable. But in fact, they are expenses. Why should we be taxed? And that should be changed. The so-called miscellaneous expenses allowance should be put under the reimbursement category so that we should not be taxed in order to be fair. Mr. Wong Man Sing. I think Mr. Hui just raises this issue for a therapeutic purpose. Just like beating your enemy by a shoe under the flyover of Canal Road, beating a paper effigy of your enemy in Canal Road. Concerning the offices, I even don't have a ward office because it's very difficult to get a place. Last term, I didn't get an office. In this term, I asked the district office again, and I was told that I didn't have an ward office last term, and so the startup fee or the startup allowance for this year will be cut by half. Well, if in the next term I start up a ward office, then will that allowance be taken away completely? Well, if I don't have a ward office, then the allowance is... if I didn't have a ward office last session and I have a ward office this session, the startup funding will be cut by half. But that's really unfair. Now, if the SALG goes for democracy and goes for district councils, then each constituency each district council should be provided with an office within the constituency. If he doesn't want to make use of that small amount of money, so be it. But he should be given that small amount of money. I think the present arrangement is just unfair. I am just given a small sum. 3 appointed members issue a joint report. And just by failing to put in the contact address or contact telephone number, the whole allowance is withdrawn. And that's really unfair. Thank you, Mr. Wong, for his complaint. Any other questions? Let me add a little bit. Our district is different because in other districts there are public housing estates. In our district, we have commercial and residential buildings. But in my constituency, the majority of the constituents are living in HOS estates. And I have to find an office there. I have to be on the ground. I cannot be in an office building. The rent per square foot is
$300 to $400.
I think there need to be a rent allowance on an actual reimbursement basis. I have to rent a shop on the ground. I can't have my ward office in an office building in the upper floors. Now, although our honorarium is higher, but many members thought that the chairman has a greater amount of reimbursement, but in fact that's not true. I think in terms of workload, we are equal. But I have a bit of I have more work to do because I need secretarial assistance as the chairman of the district council. So I hope the administration can give us the real bodies to help the job, to help me do the job. Otherwise, the administration should give me more allowance. My assistants are working flat out. With regard to the reimbursement of operating expenses for district chairman, district council chairman, and vice chairman, I think the amount should be bigger. Ms. Yang Chie, some members may think that the housing society rents out offices at a lower price. That's not true. In the past, the housing society might give offices at a concessionary rate. But 10 years ago, the housing society stopped that practice. The housing society, being a public body, should follow the good example of the housing authority or housing department and let out their offices at a lower rent. I hope that can be recorded and reflected. Okay, do members want to make any comments or raise any questions? If not, the district officer, please. Thank you, members. Your views have been recorded, and I will draw up a detailed report for the HAD. They are now conducting a review. I hope that your views can be reflected in a timely manner. If there is any outcome from the review, I'll report to you right away. Okay, the district officer has already heard our grievances. And I hope that our grievances can be reflected truly and fully to the HAD. And I hope that in the coming review on the reimbursement on operating expenses of the district council